What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. If you're new to trucking, you can go to YouTubeTruckers.com or you can go to TruckDriverBooks.com. Check out the book I did to help new guys in trucking. We'll help anybody up to a year. You want to know how much to pay for trucking school? Check it out. You want to know a lot of other stuff, how to start in trucking, get yourself a good dedicated, things like that. Tips and tricks in the industry? Check it out. All right. Here we go. Trucker on trucker violence, which leads me to a video I'm going to discuss. Some of y'all may be aware of this. There's a video I'm watching online the other day, just cruising through YouTube, and because of course the brother off for the, you know, having a little fun, being off for the holiday, and as I'm cruising through, there's a truck driver who apparently witnessed a woman being punched in the face. Being the hero he was, he immediately took himself and put himself in the immediate situation. Now, at first, I agreed with him. He started yelling at the guy and telling him, "Don't you hit that woman, I'll kick your ass," kind of thing. And then he put his hands on the guy. The only thing that saved this driver was the fact that these were fake thugs, not gangsters, not G's, not dudes who put some holes in a motherfucker. Because had these been these types of gentlemen of ill repute, he'd be dead. And the whole thing about it was, there's nothing wrong with being a guy who speaks up. But you come off a lot better if you do things as in call the police. Here's the reality of the situation. After they got done clowning, after the guy, I'm sure, left, after everybody got done acting like a fool, after the guys who were taping it got their million views, right? When it was all said and done, so what? Right. At the end of the day, she's still going home with that gentleman. And at the end of the day, he's pissed off. And at the end of the day, he's going to beat the shit out of her that night. And there's nothing you and your macho penis moment is going to fix about that. Nothing wrong with speaking up, but you got to keep it within realistic reality of how to actually help somebody. You can't help nobody with violence. Ignorance doesn't help anybody. Yelling and screaming at people doesn't do damn thing. You want to call the police? They can force that dude to leave his own house. Boom. Force that dude, tell him you got a guy in a restaurant who punching a woman in the face in front of you, and I want the police here so they can force him to leave his own house. Boom. You just solved massive amounts of problems. The funny part about it was, up until he hit his friend, the man who was sitting next to him, who was willing to fight to defend his friend, was completely for what the guy said. Everybody knew he was wrong. But once he started putting his hands on the guy, you know, you can't just sit there and you're not going to let a relative or a friend or somebody just get beat down, you know, even if they're wrong often. And the thing is, you had it. You know, you made your statement. You said he was wrong, but then he took it just way too far. And the thing about it is, luckily, like I said, these weren't real thugs. You know, they weren't G's. They weren't gun-toting gangsters. I mean, at one point in the video, he goes, "I'm going to shoot you." And he goes, "Well, what? Your motherfucking hands? You ain't got no gun." Right. And the thing about it is, his gun could be in the car. Right. You don't, if you're going to step in somebody's problems, call the police. That's their job. And they can do it. They can solve a woman being beaten up better than you can, because they can, like I said, they can force that guy to leave his own home, right? They can show up the next day to make sure she all right. Your ass is going to be in California, bruh. Macho feels good, but, you know, so does jerking off. It don't pregnate a woman. You know, macho feels great, but you got to remember that it's got its place and its limits to what good it can do. Don't just do stuff to make yourself feel good. Actually call the police and do good. So anyway, that's my little piece on that one. Now let's get down to truckers on trucker violence. Basically, a driver was in trouble. A truck driver who pulled over to help a fellow truck driver out after a crash was rewarded by being attacked and getting his truck stolen by the other truck driver. Anthony Lewis Watkins was driving on I-44 near Claremont, Oklahoma. He left. What's up, guys? So let's break this down. Basically, a driver pulled over to help another driver out. Anthony Watkins was driving on I-44 near Claremont, Oklahoma, when he left the road and his rig overturned. Another driver stopped to help him out. He knocked him to the ground, then went over and stole his truck. Other drivers described the guy as they described him knocking him down and stealing his truck. He called the police. Police caught up with him 30 miles down the road. He ran through a roadblock, which now basically, finally, they got him down. They got him stopped after that. It went 8 flat tires. Pretty much after the roadblock, they detained the guy, arrested him. And during the time when the police were questioning him, he admitted to being on cocaine, methamphetamines, plus he also tried to assault the officers and take their weapon. Of course, the officers, I'm sure, beat the hell out of this guy. And basically, these are the charges against this driver who assaulted another driver for trying to help him. Watkins has been charged with driving under the influence, possession of a stolen vehicle, eluding police, assault on a police officer, and running a roadblock. He ain't getting out of jail no time soon. But that's pretty crazy. And I just bring this up again, that sometimes in trucking, you know, even though you may be right, doing the right thing, you got to be careful about who you help. Because in this instance, you know, this guy did nothing wrong. He didn't take it too far, but he basically, you got to be prepared for stuff like this. You know, this guy who flipped over his truck was obviously high, because flipping over a truck is no easy business. So he should have been completely out of it. I mean, the only thing probably keeping him moving was the drugs. I'm sure afterwards he probably felt all the bruising and broken bones. But it's just some of the things out there that certain situations like that, you really can't make a critique of that guy's, you know, situation. The only thing you can do is try to be ready for it. And little things like, you don't have your keys on you, you know, definitely don't approach somebody in a situation like that if you can alone, because there were other drivers there who witnessed it. So probably he was the first on the scene, but situation like that, shit happens, you know? So I just thought that was interesting to talk about. Talk to you guys later, but, you know, just be aware